We have begun.
Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Come on in, come on in. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to Love Isn't. One thing I would like to mention before we start. Amanda here. Mm-hmm. So I know this is the state, but I have been excited that Kamala is a vice president. I know that she should be the president because black women are popping and they deserve to lead. But I'm looking
at... What if I say there's a theory that she will become president anyways?
Oh.
The theory is Joe Biden, Vuligedi Joe, is very old and he might like serve 2 years and then, well, become incapacitated to fulfill his duties as president, and she will slide in and serve at least the remainder of the 2 years. Mm. And then that positions her in a better spot to run for president for the next term. Because I think the biggest struggle is it's difficult for men to see a woman in that position because it has never been done, one. And, well, besides on scandal and movies and all that kind of stuff.
The patriarchy wins, always.
Mm-hmm. But I think if she proves herself in those 2 years, then there's something. Mm-hmm. So it's either, like, if it doesn't happen in this term, it's going to happen the following term as well, where she is going to end up serving the remainder of the term.
I am here for it, because not only is she the first black woman, she's the first woman, period.
I know. I mean, guys, thinking about how much Clinton was... Hillary was involved in like that space. It's surprising that she didn't hold that title first, right?
I think Clinton already had too many scandals. Remember how?
No, talking about being a vice, because she was a Madam Secretary, right? But she never held the title, which I'm surprised about, because I think that would have been a good strategy.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But there was a lot of white people on Twitter, and white people that are Christian, that were not happy, not just on Twitter, like on their churches and stuff like that, they were not happy that Joe Biden won. And it's interesting from a Christian perspective.
Say well.
That they are excited that Trump is winning. I am not.
Isn't Joe like Jewish?
Yeah, but it is because they say Trump is against abortions. Trump is like Christians. More Christian values than anybody else. The argument is that Joe Biden and Kamala, they support the LGBTQ community and all
Q plus
community and all these other things. And for me as a Christian, it was super disappointing. It went back to the point where they said slavery was white blessings, and I was like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? But we digress. We will not talk anymore about politics today. But we were just excited that Kamala is not only the first woman, but she's the first black woman. She's also the first person of Indian descent.
So when we say Indian, we're not talking American Indian.
No. So it is Indian, Asia Indian. It is... All those...
It's East Indian.
Yes. All those intersectionalities that she has that, like, she is representing a lot of people right now. and well, a lot of young as girls.
As SNL put it, between the two of them, they check more boxes than the ones on the ballot themselves.
Yes. Yes. So looking at that, it is something that I am proud of. And also, on a side note, for our Canadian listeners, I know y'all were watching the American election and were so excited and intertwined. Engaged. Yet you don't vote for the Canadian election.
You don't even vote in the Canadian
election? I had an argument with somebody where I was like, so do you vote in Canada?
And right, but like, in season two, we still don't say names?
No. I was like, so you don't vote? And they're like, no. I'm like, why? They're like, this is not my country. I was like, you pay taxes here. You live here. Why do you still not consider Canada your country? When does it become your country? And do you realize that you not voting, you're not speaking up for what you want while you're here?
Well, it's also the idea of it is a right. Yeah. Right? And yeah. It's something that when you choose to become a citizen, you are basically saying yes and agreeing to it.
Fact.
So we cannot then decide that we don't want to do that. It's the same thing as like jury duty.
Yeah.
It is a duty that you have. You can't just decide, me no want to do this. It's something that we all have to do because these are things that impact us. And I think like when you're younger, I get it. It's not as easy to recognize that your vote is actually a way that you get to make a decision or say what's important to you. But in reality, it is.
That is so true. That is so true. And I'm like, I don't think that I wasn't. Like, I was just looking at people and having conversations with people from African descent and just having those conversations where they're like, this is not that important to me. And I'm like, shame on you.
Well, is the context that in Africa, voting doesn't tend to have as much value?
No, I wish that was the context. I really wish that it was that. But it was just like, this is not my home. But also, I'm like, but you don't vote at your home either.
Oh, see, I had a similar conversation with someone. Well, in the sense where I was saying, are you going to go back home and vote? And then I was having the thought process of what happens if you live in a different country and it's election time in your home country,
yeah.
The government pays for you to come and vote. Because I think it'll be very interesting in like changing the dynamics of how much we actually value people's opinions and how much their vote actually matters.
That's true.
Right? Because if we don't actually go, there's got to be a way that we still get to vote.
I always feel a type of way about that because I'm like, we are not there.
Mm-hmm.
The issues that impact people on the ground don't impact us. So we don't.
But also, they impact you when you land and someone says $75.
No, in that accent, in that aspect, yes. But think about it: the problem, the day-to-day problems that the people they face, I don't see. And when
I ask you a question, can I ask you something?
I was gonna finish my point first. Well, then ask me.
It may not be you firsthand experiencing it, but you've got people on the ground and those people come back to you. I think this is what we like to call vicarious trauma.
Yes, but also do you realize that it depends on whom we are talking to? Because I can tell you that I have friends who are on opposite ends of the spectrum on their experiences in Zimbabwe. So whose experience is more valid than the other?
No, but when you ask and do your research, you're not taking it from one person. and people are allowed to have different and differing opinions and experiences. But also, this is the part where when you also go there, you get to form your own opinion as well.
But see, my opinion is being based from a privileged perspective.
Where there's nothing wrong with that. How else do we think societies progress? When Cicely John Rose said, "I have founded Zimbabwe, guys." He didn't just be like, "Oh, let's keep things the same way." They put in certain infrastructures, they built roads and all that kind of stuff. So when you come in, I think your perspective has value because you're coming in and saying, this is stuff that we should want. We never know what it is that we want or we need until someone has said, have you looked at this? Have you considered this? Even the constitution itself had to be introduced. It was being introduced from a space of where there's certain people that already had those rights.
No, I agree with you on that. I just don't agree with the part of you can go vote over there.
Do you want to vote online?
I just don't agree with the people in the diaspora voting.
Which people?
Everybody who does not live in Zimbabwe. I don't agree with them going back to Zimbabwe to vote.
Me, I live in Zimbabwe.
Well, then you can vote, but I just don't agree.
I'm the same person that gets to the airport and I'm like, what you mean I need to pay this money, guys?
I know you. I am full, like I switch, but I have no accent. I speak proper Ndebele. When I get to the, I'm like, English way. I do not know English. I don't know that
even place. Though Zimbabwe is like an English-speaking country, no. Is like 97% literacy rate. This is the part where I'm going to drop my education. Me don't know nothing.
I'm just trying to prove a point. I'm like, no, I am homeless. Even my clothes were like homeless clothes. And everybody's like, aren't you from? I'm like, no, I live here. I am here.
I like doing that in the sense of like I change my clothes because then I'm not in like this heavy jacket or like this winter lookingness. I'm like in shorts. I'm like, guys, I've been here this whole time. No, I haven't.
I'm like, no. Everybody like every you know, because like I think most people have this perception that people from the diaspora are stuck up or they like to act like that. I am the humblest person you will ever meet. I'm like, so that you don't ask me to pay any extra. My mom got there and she was speaking English. She paid $50 for her things. And I had more things than her to declare. I didn't declare nothing. I was one with the people. I didn't pay anything.
Yes, I don't understand where people
I had a suitcase full of chocolates. And I closed it with some clothes there. This man is like, you know, chocolates you have to declare. I was like, what? I didn't know this. Nobody told me. All this I'm saying in Ndebele too. So that I'm like, I didn't know this. Oh my gosh. So what do I do? And this man is like, don't worry about it. Well, my mom is right next to me. And this lady is like, you have to pay for this. You have to pay for
this. And this is in US dollars.
I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. I didn't know. I'm like, I knew what I was doing. I'm not paying you for anything. Anyways, this will be a great time to switch topics and talk about sending nudes.
I mean, how is this changing a topic? Because isn't that the thing that always gets everyone in politics in trouble?
Facts.
Right, like, no, it feels like it is part of being a politician where you have to like, we go release your sexual scandals.
But okay, before, yeah, but how do you feel about sending nudes personally?
Me?
Yeah.
If you ain't sending nudes to your boyfriend, who are you sending them to?
You know what? I know you at this point. Tell me how you feel. Don't ask me.
I subscribe to the philosopher Rihanna, mm-hmm. who said, if your girl ain't sending you nudes, questionable.
See, I personally do not, I have trust issues on 100. So I would not be sending anybody any nudes.
I also go and delete them immediately.
Yeah, no, I know, like, let me tell you something. If somebody sends me a nude, I probably will forward it to my friend or have forwarded it to my friends. I guess I'm just exposing myself to that.
No, but also, are we talking about you sending your nudes? Because, guys, when women send nudes, they are classy, tasty.
No. We've seen some trashy ones, the non-tasty ones.
But the thing is, it's different. Okay, you are exposing yourself here. But there's a difference between sending a body part and sending your full nude, including face. P.S. My nudes don't have face.
But you know what? No.
If you are the person that can identify the stretch mark on my butt, good for you, okay?
Let me tell you, I do not subscribe to the notion of sending any type of nudes, whether with or without my face, just in case. I don't know. I just feel like I know my body. If I see it on the internet, I'll be like, really? Really?
So, but also, we're going through this transformation where you are rejecting the idea that certain people say with a certain body type, I shall not do certain things, right?
Yeah, no. I reject this idea, but I also feel like it is my own personal choice not to send nudes. I'm not saying anybody else shouldn't. I applaud people that are comfortable enough and that are trusting enough to say, I'm going to send my nudes. This is my body, and I'm proud of that, and I'm happy. I'm just not on the same page, not because I don't love myself, but because I have trust issues. I don't know what you're gonna do with that nude. I don't, and no, I've never. Well, maybe I have when I was younger, sent not a nude. Well, it wasn't nude, but it wasn't a full my face in it type nude.
I'm telling you, just say nudes. Just don't include faces.
But I was.
You can identify my nail color for that month. Good for you.
But I, it's something that I regretted. And nothing happened, but I was just like, ooh, I don't like this. It doesn't make me feel great. So, with that, when you're sending these nudes, are these nudes something that they ask for, or are these surprise nudes, or do you have a conversation? Like, what happens? I'd like to know the steps, okay?
Step one, find the good lighting. Step two, angle your phone. Step three, do not take pictures of your vagina directly. So, yeah, this is not it. No, angle, make it cute. If you haven't waxed, put your hand on that and just be like Adam and Eve, like, be cute about it.
Oh my god, it's a whole lesson. Jesus,
it's Christ. A whole lesson. Like, yeah. I think when I say nudes, for me it's mostly like, maybe it's lingerie, or it is like body part, or it's like I was putting on something at work today, and then when I removed the pants, I just looked like, oh, you check out them thighs. I'm like, oh, thighs. Yes, I know exactly why you're laughing.
Yeah, I know.
But I've also had like a, what do they call them? Boudoir?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. So I have For My Eyes Only on my Snapchat that has a password that is filled with some very interesting situations.
Let me hack into this Snapchat.
What?
I'm going to hack into the Snapchat. Do you have a password?
True, be told, you might actually be able to hack.
I will figure it out.
Yeah, you might actually be able to hack this. But there's also a private, a hidden folder on my regular thingy. I know, right?
I know that folder.
Yeah, there's that folder. Yeah, there's that folder.
Did I take some of those pictures?
Can you? You took those pictures. Why even want it? I have no idea why I'm having this conversation. You took them. I did take them. They were just like, I'm embracing my body in a different way. And really, it isn't about like the other person. I think it's more about putting yourself in a position where you're like, oh.
Do you feel empowered when you do it?
When I send a nude?
No, when you're taking the pictures.
Yes.
Mm. How about when you send the nude?
It depends on who and what my intention is.
Mm. What are usually the intentions of sending a nude? Let's just brainstorm.
Ooh. Usually,
mm-hmm.
It is either to entice, baby, if you get home, very quickly, you might get some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Or it is, I know you're having one of them days. Here's something to just like disrupt the day.
Oh.
And have something
to hold on to while you know.
Yeah, kind of thing. Mm. And then sometimes you just be like, I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling a little sexy. And I'm sharing that. Really, I enjoy the, this could be you right now. But you ain't here. Because I
felt like this
was a I'm a tease. I will send you those nudes knowing that you're 5 hours away. By the time you get here, I'm like, I fell asleep, okay?
You don't send them to people that are close because you're like...
Don't send nudes to people that are close.
You have demands all of a sudden.
Exactly. Send them. Like, I am more flirty when people are away from me than when they're close to me.
This is a fact. I was telling a friend about this. I was like, distance makes you like people. When people are close to you, you're like, do not touch me.
Very true, guys. Very, very true.
Anyways, do you think guys have a right to demand nudes?
No. I think it's a privilege, and also that trust factor has to be there. There's nothing more annoying than meeting someone and then the next thing they're like, send me a nude. Let me send it to you because I want to. And then I'm also aware that I've taken away any identifying things that if it ends up on the internet, it is whatever. Mm-hmm. And also, guys, if I become a politician in my next life or in the next couple of years, if you've got any of my nudes, I am going to be the person that says, yes, I've got nudes. What's your point? You have nudes. Have you not looked at yourself in the mirror? So don't try and blackmail me with that shit. But not happening. Not helping.
The thing is, one thing that always gets me is that we over-sexualize female bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is that when men send nudes or send dick pics, it's easily overlooked. It's easily like, oh, he's just being a man. Like, men are the only sexual beings on this planet.
Mm.
So when a woman presents the showcases their body, it's like, what? Yet a man, because men send unsolicited dick pics,
yes,
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how offensive it is to open a message and you are hit by a dick pic?
But also, guys, what is sexy about a dick pic? Like, send me a thigh, send me your arm, send me your hands, anything send me a else. Your butt before you send me.
Butts are sexy. Men's butts are sexy.
Like, keep it enticing. Keep it sexy. That's why I said, like, there's an art to sending nudes. You're not just, like, going to send, like, you sitting there. Guys, I do not know why the Romans thought nudity was cute, okay? And they made statues.
I have never been the person that liked to receive or to send nudes, but the amount of nude pictures that I personally have received, you would think I'd be asking for them. And I'm like, no, this is harassment. Like, no. And I'm sure that if this was my partner, I would think this is cute or whatever, but if it's somebody that I'm just meeting, I'm like, say, show it to somebody who cares. Because then it becomes a thing of, when you send me a dick pic, how am I supposed to respond? What is the etiquette? Like, do I say, oh my gosh, you got dick? Or like...
Got milk, got dick, like, got
boob. What is the response? Oh my gosh, it's small. Oh my gosh, it's big. Like, what is the appropriate response? Yeah. And are you looking for validation from me that, oh my gosh, that's a dick? Like, we know you have a dick.
Your response should be, best D-I-C-K ever.
No.
This is the response they're expecting. I'm just answering your question. Oh.
But also, like, I feel like if I ever go to the point of sending,
yeah, I've been asking questions though, but okay, go ahead.
But I feel like if I ever sent a nude, if you do not call me, tell me how that nude is amazing,
how amazing this nude is, yeah, you're done for it.
Text me, tell me how amazing it is with like 6 paragraphs. Like, I'm never sending you another one again because my.
No, that was it. You just got one.
I'm like, that was the beginning and the end. Because I expect like a parade. Like, sis, you let go of
your... the Holy Grail.
Everything. But I'm also like, I don't know. Like, there's a story on Twitter with that guy where a guy sent a girl money. She didn't ask for this money. He just sent her money. And afterwards... He said, in a span of like a year, he sent it almost 10,000, let's say 11,000 roughly. And then after that, he was like, he sent her a nude and was expecting nudes back or something. And was like, I've already given you $10,000.
Mm.
So this money, was he like... My question is, in this money that he kept on, was it an investment for the nudes? Like, was he investing, like, on a weekly basis, monthly basis? Like,
hey, guys, there's a reason why Friends Only is bopping, guys. Okay. Mm-hmm. if how many nudes does he need for 10%?
I always laugh because I'm like, there's people out there that will send you nudes for free.
Can you imagine? And if men's is like 10 grand, guys, we could be making some dollar out here. We'll be sitting on the things that will make us money.
I was telling my friend, one of my friends the other day, I said, you know what? Having morals is a very difficult thing.
This is a problem.
How do I, we can like loosen up my morals a little bit so I can be on defense? Be in Dubai.
Oh. She said Dubai, guys. There is absolutely nothing wrong with Dubai. People can go to Dubai and not engage in
things. I'm sorry, you really put that shoe on. You should have just let it go.
Okay, Yvonne and her family are in Dubai, okay? So I was out in this space of like, guys.
No, it's because you have been to Dubai, okay? Stop it.
Guys.
You don't have to put
it on. I'll tell you my Dubai story. There is no Dubai story.
With this next.
There is no Dubai story. This is how boring it is.
With this sacrifices.
There are no sacrifices. There's bigger sacrifices in Zimbabwe than there are in Dubai.
Guys, I'm entertaining myself. No, but I always wonder, like, okay, I know guys feel comfortable sending, most guys anyways, sending dick pics left, right, and center. But let me tell you something. One of my good friends, before we were good friends, I don't know how we made it to being good friends, but we met and we started talking and talking, and we were talking in a way we were going to date each other. But then we realized that, this is how we realized that maybe this is not. He sent me a dick pic. I didn't ask for it. He sent me a dick pic. But he didn't send me his dick pic.
Oh.
He just took another white man's dick from the internet.
I mean, isn't that the lucky thing when you're a white man? There's always available dick.
And sent it to me. And I was like, wait, what? I didn't ask for this. And then he's like, oh, it's not mine. I just found it on the internet. Why you send it to me then? Oh, I just wanted to see how you're going to respond. No, I'm annoyed.
Well, there's also like random numbers that just like start off the conversation with sending you a dick pic.
No, I don't want to see that. I don't respect it. Like, unless there's, I like to have conversations where we talk about our expectations. If I expect a dick pic, I will let you know.
In the contract that she gives you, she will write, expect a dick pic on a weekly basis, preferably by 6 p.m. on Wednesdays.
Also, don't send a dick pic at 9 a.m. in the morning. I'm sleeping.
That's so true. That is the worst thing you'd ever wake up to, is like a dick pic in the morning.
Also, if you don't know my schedule, don't send me a dick pic. Like, I'll be at church. Guys, I go to church a lot. I'll be at church and I open up my messages and I find, let me tell you something. Don't let the Lord strike me down because you were feeling frisky.
Because you got in out of nowhere. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, no. And I've tried taking notes. It is difficult.
It's a lot of work, guys.
You need to find the right filter, guys.
Yes, the filter after is also important. So then you need to make sure your background. Guys, okay, number one, do not take a nude in a room that is not clean. Make your bed. Okay, put some chinchilla, some cute sheets or something if you can do it there. Otherwise, just go do it in the bathroom mirror and put your butt cheek into the sink kind of thing.
But make sure your sink is clean.
Make sure your mirror is clean. Okay, like you how can't be sitting in a room
and how to
with like a house that looks upside down. Like someone just tried to break in last night and you're taking a nude. And also, get rid of, like, the random papers around. Not necessary.
Don't show your environment, just in case we've been to your house.
There's some of us are people, we will be identifying this on the WhatsApp groups, on everything. Like, guys, this is her carpet. Like, you could never have any other carpet but this one.
But I also genuinely feel like it has to be somebody that you trust with your whole life. Because
you can never trust anyone with your whole life, though.
Yeah, well, as close to that as you can.
Oh, my God. What day was it? Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, was it Monday? It was Monday. I called my sister on FaceTime, and I was putting a very interesting outfit on. And I do these random things because my sister has a problem with my, my nakedness.
Not just you, anybody's.
It's anyone's nakedness. So I purposely do these things to her, and she happened to be with her friend, and her friend is like, you look so cute. I was like, thank you. She's like, can you please not encourage her? She's about to walk around the whole house that naked. I was like, good, it's okay. See, when you rather FaceTime someone so that when they take a screenshot, you know, you, instead of sending like an actual picture, because a picture is going to last forever.
That is so true. That is such a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
That is
so that you can monitor what it is that they do with it. Otherwise, be the person that, like, if you send the dick pic, the next time you see them, you go and delete it, and you delete it from the deleted folder.
Mm. But also, my stance is don't send nudes. You know,
I'm sending you no nudes. There's a problem.
No, there's not a problem.
It is important to keep the long distance. Did you hear? The long distance relationship so that you are very far away from me.
Let me tell you something. The only person that I'll be sending nudes to is my husband. If I'm about to disgrace the family name, you're about to be in it.
Yeah. Is he in them too? So would you ever have a sex tape?
No, I wouldn't. I'm good at what I do. I don't need to see it.
My dress! just left it.
Moving up. Right along. Okay, I guess season two, we're letting ourselves go. No, I don't think I would though. I don't think I would.
But is really the intention to watch and assess how good you are? Because I don't think that's a true assessment of what you usually use a sex tape for.
No. I think it's for entertainment purposes. I really don't think that it is to... What is a sex tape for?
I'm asking, guys. I don't have one yet.
Well, Kim Kardashian became Kim Kardashian because of a sex tape. You could be blocking your blessing. I stopped that
thought. I could be blocking my blessings and my tight morals are not helping.
I stopped that thought as soon as it came. I was like, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Reject this thought. Well, here's the thing. Sometimes we don't have to watch a movie. We can make a movie.
Okay, little one. Okay, little one.
Hey, this is how you know you've been listening to these rappers too long.
Mm.
We're making movies instead of watching these movies. But, okay, I'm the same person that thinks I want to have like this like supersized picture of myself in my prime, in my body, in its best shape, completely naked with like a killer pair of heels.
Mm-hmm.
In my closet,
mm-hmm.
in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's for me. It isn't for anyone else.
Okay.
It's for me to go in there and appreciate, because God knows, I know my body is going to change. So I just want to like have something to remind me of that time so that I can't be like, yo, kids, I used to be. I'm like, you have seen my picture in my closet. You can't tell me.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
I like, yes. Because I was like, I am so proud of my body, whether I worked for it or I got some lipo. It doesn't matter. That point, please. I would have something to just remember. Because this is all just going to go back into the ground. But I still got it. I'm going to appreciate it. It might just end up in a museum someday. We don't know.
I love the faith you, the belief you have in yourself. You're like, you know what?
Yeah.
One day.
Will be the first female president here. Me, I might be the first nude. Who knows? Putting it out there.
That is true. One of the girls I went on, I was supposed to go to United Nations with. We ended up having a meeting in Ottawa. She was talking about how now when she was younger, you know, she sent somebody nudes and they had a sex tape or whatever. And now her life has changed totally. She's still a sexual person. She's still, you know, but now career-wise, she's trying to pursue politics and working in the public sector and stuff like that, and somebody released her nudes,
okay,
and her sex tape out there, and she lost a lot of credibility and she lost a job because of it. And I'm like, I'm hoping that 5 years from, well, maybe even next year, that's something that we like people don't have to worry about. Where it's like, I don't have to...
At some point, we used to keep our Facebooks private. At some point, people didn't have Instagram where they would post pictures, different types of pictures and stuff like that. And I think, really, it speaks volumes to the fact that why does my sexuality have to be something that either keeps me a job or gets me a job?
That is so true. Like, it's not stopping my productivity.
No. It is you feeling uncomfortable because you have seen me sexually, but also you had a choice. When someone sent it to you and it said Sarah's sex tape, you had a choice to continue watching.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people just get outraged because it's like, I wonder why. Like, it's like, we know people having sex. We know people get naked. Like,
we are a product of sex.
And here we are afraid, like, shunning people for showing their bodies. Yet, it's weird because we applaud other people and we shun other people. Do you know what I mean?
Like, some people are allowed to be sexual beings and then others are no longer like, allowed to be sexual beings.
Look at Cardi B. Of course, sex sells. So when she's making her music videos and stuff like that, 1 billion people have watched the WAP music video. Yet somebody from your work, you see a titty.
Ooh, you see
a little bit of a nipple and you're like, oh my gosh, she deserves to lose her job. Like, really?
No. I also think, here's what I'll say. It's very interesting. Even as a thought, it's very interesting to try and hold these two thoughts at the same time. On one hand, I am a prude. And then on the other hand, I'm like, yes! Let us have a 70s orgy, guys.
I feel that. I get that.
And on the other hand, I'm like, why are you sending me a dick pic? Okay.
And so, the other hand is like, send all the dick pics.
Send all of them. As long as they're not yours, send all of them. Okay? But it's the idea of like, is sex one of those things that has like a time and a place for it?
That is true. That is true. Okay? It does.
So we can have like a sexual conversation like after 9 p.m. And then when you try and get me at 9 a.m. to have the same conversation, I'm not about it.
No, but I also think that like you can't just, also you're not, and if it's a conversation that's different, I can be like, I'm not ready for this conversation. But if it's a picture, a video, that is a lot for me when I was waking up. Do you know what I mean? I remember there was a guy who sent me this crass video of himself. Some people would have enjoyed it. I didn't. And I wondered, what am I supposed to do with this?
Get turned on. It is truly the gist. It is, at least my understanding, the gist of it is to like entice. Tease. Right? Like, that's my thought process of it. But if you're just sending dicks for the sake of like sending them wide, you won't catch a fish. Okay?
But I also think that I understand, like, I might be wrong, but most women are not as visual as men, right?
True.
Men are visual beings, so sending a note to them might be something that is exciting.
But is it, most women are not visual in the sense that I don't want you to give me the visual, or rather you describe it and I visualize however, whatever I
that
want?
That part, yeah, that part. Mm-hmm. Because I, looking at it, it's like, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all I can say. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for sending. That is all. I hope you don't expect me to send something back. Mm. I feel like there has to be that. You can choose to send your news to me and I'm allowed to be excited or disappointed.
You do not have to reciprocate.
I do not have to reciprocate.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing. It's like, just because you feel comfortable enough to send me these pictures doesn't mean I feel the same way, but also don't force me to feel the same way as you do.
That's true.
You know? Any last thoughts before we go?
Well,
What are your takeaways?
We are doing this thing for season two where we talk about what love isn't.
Yes. Love. Okay. Love.
What is your love isn't for the week?
For the week. Love isn't sending notes. But also, I'm thinking, I should have wrote this down. Okay, love isn't agreeing. I had a disagreement with somebody, and I felt like, at first I was like, how dare you disagree with me? But then, as I was leaving, they were like, love you. And I was like, I guess.
You couldn't let it go.
I let it go eventually, but I was like, I had to remember that just because we were disagreeing at this point in time doesn't mean we don't love each other.
Ah. Okay.
What is yours?
Whew. Love isn't money, is mine.
Ooh, I love that. I love that for you.
Thank you.
I know too much. I'm going to shut up. I know too much.
I said it. I sounded like horrible in that moment. But, okay, I have two. So the love isn't money is like, we don't always have to like show or feel like love is being demonstrated by how much you spend on me or how much you're willing to spend on me. But this one is going to, it's on theme, which is very interesting. That love isn't sex.
Ooh.
And it was just like a moment of realizing that I really would rather not be in a certain situation. Okay. This is a full episode of its own. I won't say much more than that, but love isn't sex.
We will leave it at that.
Yeah.
We will come back to it, but I love that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys. So today's takeaway is send them news if you want to. I'm kidding.
Guys, Rihanna said if your girl ain't sending you nudes,
no, she might send someone else. I feel like it is up to you. You know, it is up to you if your morality allows
no,
you.
I think the takeaway is set your boundaries at the beginning of the relationship. If you want nudes, let it be known. If you're not open to nudes, let it be known so that there's no expectations that are not being met, but also there isn't assumptions that you're going to do something if you're not going
to
do it.
Okay. Also, don't allow yourself to be pressured if you don't want to send nudes.
Well, we hope at the beginning you were able to freely express what you wanted, so you never felt like you needed to be pressured into that. But also, it is okay if you change your mind.
That is facts. That is big facts.
Yeah.
Well, this has been an episode of
Love Isn't,
where the you is for you.
And we encourage you to be selfish.
Bye.